National Health and Medical Research Council says that adults should have how many drinks per day? Gas?
This is probably according to some misguided scientists, so I'm going to say they said two drinks is good.
Tiff?
I think at least three or four.
You know how I hear that? I hear that like this. So 1.4 is clearly an average, right? So I can have 10 or 12 on one day, and then I have only one on the other day or whatever. And it averages out.
First of all, 1.4 times 7 is 9.8 for a week.
Oh, my damn.
So 18 is already, you're 2 weeks worth into it almost there.
All right, no, I'm inclined to go with Monica's first feeling. Eight.
Boys?
The British used to have a time-honored tradition of issuing an ounce of rum to every sailor per day. 1 ounce of rum per day.
This, I was introduced to a term today that I instantly thought of when you said that. You're a fun sponge.
Yeah, if you guys want to kill fun, I know a lot of things.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Live from Hooters in beautiful Tampa, Florida, it's the Spike and the Mike Show. And now here is your host, Spike.
Get it. I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, it sounds low. Did I clean my ears out? It sounds very low in here, and I don't want to turn my headphones up too loud. But anyway, this is the Spike on the Mic Show, and we are here at our Palusha Studios at 4215 West Hillsborough Avenue, and this is where we make the magic. This is the Spike on the Mic Show, and we do all that. So what's going on? Am I not hearing something right? All right, well, this is my first time, so I'm new at this. And when I finish all the introductions, I got a major, major announcement. Directly in my peripheral vision, we have, wait a minute, I can't go that way. Let me go to my other peripheral vision. This peripheral vision to my left, we have the man who's putting the sounds in your eardrums. We like to call him PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy, that was trying to answer your questions. But, of course, you know, we're not allowed to have our mics open.
Right.
Until we're introduced.
So you're spoken to.
Yeah. All right. So the background noise, the boom chicka boom chicka boom.
Yeah.
That is lower than usual. I decided it was too loud in the past.
Oh.
So it's lower now, but otherwise everything is the same.
Listen, I don't want to punish in public and praise in private, but you probably should have discussed that in the pro-shelf meeting.
No, I'm what's called the producer.
Pre-shelf movie.
I'm the producer, so I produce.
Right.
You just blab.
Damn. You could have called me.
That's your job.
You could have called me talent. You could have called me talent.
No, you're just blab.
My chest hurt right now.
Oh, I'm
so sad. You know why my chest hurt? Because I am honored that the reason we're here will be next to be announced. He is the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
Spike, I'm sticking a guy who's got a little bit of a pet peeve.
No. Okay. Not right now. Not right now. No. See, this is why when I finish this, listen. So let's just go ahead and move on to the guy.
Oh, he's the reason we're here.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just can't hold
God.
It. The man who knows it all, we like to call him Bill Smiles. Bill Smiles, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a pet peeve to the voice of reason.
Okay, make a mental note.
It's so hard to get rid of.
Yeah.
Make a mental note to oneself.
Yeah.
Do not give show prep before the show.
Oh, exactly. Especially to Steve, the reason we're here. Yeah.
All right. And unbeknownst to me, this Joker here is on time. He's early. Yeah, we might not have a 5-minute intro where I have to filibuster for the gas man. Gas man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the opposite of the voice of reason. I'm the voice of no reason.
All right.
There you go. And rounding out the crew, we always got to have some beautifulness. This is my girlfriend, that she don't know it. She's laughing at my phone.
See, producer's not supposed to turn that mic on until she's introduced. We wouldn't have got that. I was getting prepared.
Yeah.
That was radio gold.
What if my girlfriend was the voice of reason?
He does want to be a girl.
It usually is every week.
Alternative
lifestyles are widely accepted these days.
They are. Yeah. That dejected laughter you heard was the lovely, the beautiful, the awesomeness, Tiffany. Tiffany, how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like a side chick on the day after Valentine's Day.
Oh, really?
Man.
Speaking of day after Valentine's Day, that's when it's all over.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Oh.
But you just don't know who it's over for.
Oh, I see. That's true.
I have a big announcement to make, ladies and gentlemen.
You have a big announcement?
Big announcement to make.
Should I have a fanfare?
Yes.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know that this is Black History Month, and this is the month when I don't put this poison in my body.
Month. Yeah.
Well, I have to say, you have any sad music?
Sure. I've got sad music.
I have to go out and say, put this in the universe, ladies and gentlemen. I failed on my accomplishments, on my task to go Black History Month alcohol free.
You know, I wouldn't really call it failed because I think there hasn't ever been a month of February that you've completely gone without it. Ever.
Oh, contraire, that is so not.
No. Every year that we used to travel for Super Bowl you drank the week of
profusely,
Super Bowl, which is always in February.
Oh.
Yeah.
But what about the months that I didn't travel for Super Bowl?
Well, you're talking the last 5 years, but I know that two of those you broke it before.
Yeah.
So this would make number three in the
I'm
last
not sure
years.
I can recall one that you got it all the way through.
So,
but, you know, I'm happy about that.
Is this your longest run?
I could have sworn I made it last year.
You may have made it 1 year or 2 years, but I don't know why the story is you broke down this time because the real story was that you actually made it 1 year, if you did. And I can't say you did. I don't know. I don't remember.
So, anyway, Tiffany, how you feel about me failing on my attempt?
I think it's amazing. I think
it's wonderful.
It's doing a body good.
Gas man. Yeah. What is your opinion on me failing on my attempt to go alcohol free?
I wouldn't say you failed. I don't think you failed at all.
Yeah, you know, I agree.
I say welcome back to the land of the living.
Yes. Yeah.
Welcome back to the party, pal.
Yeah, with all you infants and must-fit ruck.
What
them things called on the
infants and must-fits?
You know, infinites and infinites.
Okay, what are those?
Muskrats.
What's those? Misfits?
Yeah. Those kids, you speak Spike. What's those things on the island that nobody want to play with?
The island of misfit toys.
Yeah.
Misfits.
Them things.
And it's really it's no surprise your favorite sport's baseball, where you're a huge success if you're good 29% of the time.
Oh.
If you bat 290, you're a star.
You just scrambled its brain.
Yeah.
Your eyes were rolling.
It's not like you failed.
You were right 29% of the time. I think that's a
Let's just go to the reason we're here. Voice, how do you feel about me failing on this?
You didn't fail. You set an ironclad goal, and you just didn't achieve it. But that's not failure.
Gee, I wouldn't have put it that way.
Yeah, I'm glad you cleaned that up. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, now that you guys know that I am an OPIC not successful or failure.
What?
Oh my
an
God.
OPIC
what
is not successful?
OPIC, you can see that you didn't succeed. What? OPIC.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Did you mean epic?
Yeah. There you go. Epic, not so failure. Listen.
That was amazing.
Gas man is a psychic.
I'm going to go ahead and just be me, you know. Listen, 15 days alcohol free is good.
That's fabulous.
So it's now
15 more than I went, pal.
Yeah. So now let's go ahead and get rid of the rest of this housekeeping. We, ladies and gentlemen, are here for three reasons.
No.
Oh, talk to the sponsors?
No, we.
You want to do this?
We're here to talk about.
We're here. Talk about three things.
Oh.
We need a breathalyzer.
The Spike on the Mic show here. What we try to do tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we try to talk about three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
Oh. All right, there you go. Get our weekly exercise in. I think we may have to longer that song. Shorten that song because I get tired.
Oh, yeah, I'm winded.
Whoa, maybe you should just sit.
No, we just got to shorten the song because I get tired of
Yeah. Maybe just tap your foot.
Another failure. Uh-oh. I can't even dance for 13 seconds, however long that is. Oh, my damn. I don't see number 9.
No, he's There's fine.
Pickles. He's a 9th place. Or he just dropped to 11th.
Yeah, really. All right, so anyway, let's talk to our sponsors real quick.
All right. I think so.
Touch your finger.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
His tire blew out as we started.
Uh-oh. Whoa. Fingers crossed, ladies and gentlemen. We have 8 laps to go. And you need some more duels. That's what you need. Serious. All right, so now we got all those formalities out of the way. We should do what we normally do here, and that is an award-deserving show. Oh, you know what? I didn't think about this.
What?
Now that the Dr. Kevin Clark is not around, how are we going to topic change music?
Before we do that, I just wanted to ask you what you have against George Washington and Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Nothing?
Okay. You didn't mention it's President's Day.
It's like between their birthdays. Oh, yeah, yeah, and every time on Martin Luther King Day, I mean, it's before the introduction, it's like the 12 times you said Dr. King Day.
Oh, yeah.
And now, I mean, we're sitting here, which is fantastic. I'm not saying that's wrong.
Oh.
It's just you must have something wrong against Abraham Lincoln and George Washington.
Sure.
Are they white presidents?
Yes, they're not tall.
Okay.
They're just not checking. Tall.
All right, but one of them freed the slaves.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have
that.
True.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
But he wasn't tall.
Yeah.
He was very tall.
He was 6'4". Yeah,
he freed the tall people.
He did. All right.
Yes.
Well, then let's give a big shout out to
Martin Luther.
Martin Luther Lincoln King. Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, let's give a big shout out to Abraham Lincoln.
What about George Washington? He is the father of the country.
Yeah, but see, that don't count.
His teeth were made of wool.
Yeah. Hey, you would actually have a British accent right now if it wasn't for George Washington.
Maybe not. Yeah.
Huh?
Maybe not. You never know, because somebody after him would have said, hey, let's go.
A little bit later when the French-American War.
There still would have been a Brooklyn, you know. So,
how about this? Yeah. I could have had an African accent. I could have just stayed home.
Yeah.
Ding, dong, dong, dong. How about a little
Your
of that?
Your word's not mine.
Oh, my gosh.
Tiff, you see what I'm saying?
Was that if he's going back to later to translate that, is that Spike on the Mic Show is what you just said? Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
I've been known to have an English accent if I have a couple of shandies. So.
Shandies.
Where did you go?
When did I go?
Is that Ireland?
No, I'm from. Damn it, I messed
up. Mm-hmm. So
I'm from Manchester.
There, we can pull back on the giving the props to Washington and Lincoln.
Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, we'll get...
I'm just acknowledging it because we're actually here on a holiday.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Oh, this is a holiday?
There's a holiday for many people today.
Yeah, for people with normal jobs.
Banks didn't... no mail was delivered.
Right.
Stock market was
closed. Schools were closed.
Market, yeah.
Did they do that during Martin Luther King Day?
No.
Yeah.
Well, there is some, but not necessarily all the thing, yeah. Banks are closed.
Banks are closed.
No mail delivered.
No mail.
Wait a minute, Tiffany, did you say like 12 people?
No.
You know, like 12 people celebrated it.
No, I didn't.
What did you say?
You didn't say that.
There was no President's Day parade, but there was an MLK Day parade.
Well, yeah,
you have 12 apostles.
Well, there have been 45 presidents and only one Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come on, let's give a shout out to President's Day.
Yeah.
All right.
All the presidents.
Yay. All right, so... Because
you know who the greatest president of all time is?
Yes.
I didn't. You notice I didn't say was.
I know. I said yes.
Okay.
Yeah, right. He still is.
Yeah. All right. So what we gotta do, ladies and gentlemen? We sure here. We talked. No, we already did that.
Right.
We have to do topic change in music.
Oh, and that's what we gotta do.
We're lost as far as how we're gonna do it. So let's just make everybody here participate and help me do it.
Oh my God.
Tatum can do it.
So.
Oh yeah.
We're going to let, but she has to have headphones on.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all right. Just tell her to talk.
Yeah, about anything.
Why don't
yeah.
you just bow wow us?
Yeah.
All right.
Mr. President.
Hold on a second. Mr. President. We can't let Tatum do it.
No, we can't.
He said Tatum, right?
Yeah, he did say that.
Right, we can't let Tatum talk. Because she has, all right, let's do a, you want to do an experiment in this to see if it works? All right. Stick the microphone in her mouth.
Uh-oh.
Right. Now it's time for topic change in music.
Hello. JoJo.
Oh, that was perfect.
Sounded like the rest of
it. Sounded just like Spike. Just like,
good job, Tatum. Good job.
Sound like just like the rest of us. Yeah.
You.
All right, well.
All right, we got a topic?
Yeah. I like to call this. I wasn't ready for that right part. Oh. So I had it on my brain and I forgot what it was.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, I can't repeat it until
Where
you
is
say
that?
It.
Gee,
my geez.
I'd repeat it first.
Hold on a
except
second.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I had it and I.
The title of this topic is.
When the heck did it go?
When the heck did it go?
I was going to ask. See, this is when Alexa would come in handy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here it is. We'll go. They like to call this topic. SOTM shirts for everybody.
Oh.
SOTM shirts for everybody.
I was thinking about that on the way over here.
I was thinking about photographing you.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute. What?
Can we have a dropless photograph?
Yeah. There's a child here, you pervert.
Yeah, really.
Well, hopefully the child won't be there when we do the photograph.
SOTM shirts for everybody. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's been a survey that was done by the survey company, and what they did was they analyzed the sleep patterns of 155 people.
Oh. I should have been in that.
Why, you'd have been a good participant?
Suddenly this has nothing to do with SOTM t-shirts. Yeah.
So who did this study?
I don't know who did it. They just said that
the
study was. Oh, I'm sorry. The University of British Columbia.
Oh, I thought it was University of College.
Yeah. Again with the limeys.
Yeah. Yeah, really. They did a study to show that your sleep habits or your sleep value will improve up to 35% if you do this. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is if you put the scent of your romantic partner on your pillowcase.
Oh, yeah. That's
what if you have a lot?
I was going to say, which one?
What if you're from Virginia?
I was going to say, which one?
Yeah, really. So what they did was they gathered 151 people, and then they had their 151 significant others wear a T-shirt for 24 hours and not shower, shave, or wear any kind of cologne. They had to do normal activities.
Wait, no, they should wear cologne. Yeah.
No, they
did. They can't spray anything else on it.
No, but I mean, you know, sometimes it's the cologne that makes me think of
But that's the cologne.
They just can't put anything else on top of their lover's love scent.
Right, they want the musk of the man or the woman.
Oh my word!
Did the first run of this, did they use the tidy whities? And they didn't.
Oh gosh!
So, what they did, they got. I almost said hoarded.
Oh,
they
can got you smell my love scent?
They got 151 people in the room, and then they gave them all shirts made out of. Oh my damn! Gave them pillowcases made out of shirts. Two laps to go. Please don't see a number 9 car.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, really.
Spit it out.
Yeah.
Oh, look who's spitting in the infield.
Okay, number 9.
There he is.
Number 9.
Yeah, he's fine, though.
There go your pickles.
Come on, pickles.
Yeah, no, yeah, really.
Two laps to go. He ain't getting back up.
Yeah, really. So they gave the shirts made out of pillowcases to these people here, and they didn't tell you which is which. They gave them shirts with pillowcases smells of their people and shirts with pillowcases.
Pillowcase smells.
And they watched, they observed them sleep for 3 days.
Wow, that's
when they
time.
Slept for 3 days.
Yeah, really.
Did they feed them?
Yeah.
Actually, it was two consecutive sleep nights.
Oh, the Cottonelle car wiped into the wall.
We do not have ADD.
Really?
Maybe we need to go to the university.
Yeah, maybe we should do sound
college.
By sound.
We need to be tested.
I suppose we should mention that the Daytona 500 is just a few laps from finished, and they just had a big wreck. And everybody on the Spike and the Mike show is staring at the TV.
Hey, I'm from North Carolina, so I got it honest.
All right, so anyway, back to the show. Yeah, so they took the pillowcases home and they slept for two consecutive days. Right. I don't understand how they did that. Anyway, they did a study. They had them all mic'd up and they wired them and they followed them.
Right.
And they watched them sleep.
Right.
Two consecutive days. And the study report back that the pillowcases they had the scent of their significant others, they were had a more calming sleep. They did less turning, tossing and turning, and they got up to 3% more.
See, I can't sleep for 2 days.
Well, you don't have to sleep for 2 days, right?
If I'm in bed for like 9 hours, my back hurts. You know, I can't go that long.
But you.
Are you talking about sleep?
Sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Making sure. Yeah. Making sure we didn't.
Serious.
Yeah. Nine hours would still be kind of long for anything else, too.
Damn it, Vivian, I'm not a machine.
So, going around the room to ask you illegal roof wrapping and shipping containers, how do you guys feel about that study? Do you think it's true or that's just, it can't be made up?
I'm sure it's true.
You feel that way?
Oh, yes.
But you. Is the question? Can we be clear about the question? Is it about a pickle?
Make up one
is about
and we'll
cars or
not the pickles? Not
no,
the pickles in the car
it's,
yet.
It's about going to sleep with the smell of your
pillowcase
lover, and you sleep better with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, I think. Well, first of all, I hope you like that person, him or her, or it.
Yeah, really. That's what I was thinking. Right.
But
now.
Yeah, I think so.
You think it calms the mind, the body, and the brain?
Sometimes.
Probably the same thing.
Yes, if I can smell my Roomba, I'm just so excited. Well, you said he, she, or it.
Yeah.
Really.
I was going to ask, Spike, how does it feel smelling your palm when you sleep?
Oh, wow.
And I looked at it.
I hope it's clean.
Man.
Serious. No, it has to be.
I got beer on my nose.
Right. Voice of Reasons, how you feel about this study?
Oh, my God, honey. You got to go take a shower. Oh, no. Oh, no. What I'm doing is I'm just trying to make you sleep better.
Huh. There you go. Yeah. Gas man?
I can see there's some truth to it. There's a girl I really like. I let her sleep in one of my shirts, but she has to leave it when she goes. So, yeah.
So you ball up the shirt and smell it while you're in bed, you pervert?
No.
So empty your pockets.
Yeah, really.
My hands are above the table. What are you talking about?
So
I might just lay it on a pillow and, you know, she's not there.
Yeah, I think it's cute if you actually like the person you're with.
And I'll text
her. Yeah,
I'll text her and I'll say,
if you don't, I'm burning all your clothes.
And I'll text her and say that I'm sleeping with a shirt that smells like you.
Oh, gag.
Women like that.
So
drinking
just soak her pillowcase
women like that.
In bourbon and Old Spice and she sleep like a baby.
Ow, I snorted.
Bourbon.
And bourbon.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I listen, I'm going to go ahead and make an executive decision. I sort of agree with that because if you lay down on a pillowcase or lay down and you have the scent of that person that you have your fondness for, I think it gives you a sense of comfort.
Comfort?
Comfort. Comfort.
Comfort.
Is that spelled
comfort.
Is that spelled C-U-M-F-O-R-T?
No, F-O-O-T.
Oh,
it's comfort.
C-U-M-F-O-O-T.
Yeah.
Comfort.
Now you're talking about going. Now you're talking about shrimping again, right?
Hold on a second. Does it sound that wild coming out of? Because it leaves my lips. It sounds right. Yeah. Voice. What are they laughing at?
You'll be able to listen to this show.
Yeah, when I listen back. Yeah,
the first time you said it, it sounded like a little bit like comfort.
Oh, dang. I just got it. Oh, God. Snap.
Oh
no. Comfort.
I think you need
comfort.
Sleep.
Yeah.
Comfort.
In a lover's shirt.
In a lover, yeah. I need to go smell. Hey, voice of reason.
Yeah.
Can I have one of your t-shirts tonight?
Exactly.
Oh, like you don't have one already.
I just put this one on so it wouldn't do you any good.
All right, so this is what we're going to do.
Bourbon and Old Spice, you
said. This is going to do. We're going to all put on Spike on the Mic shirts and not shower for 2 days.
Oh, man. I don't know if that's going to
So it's like the typical Spike on the Mic shirt.
Yeah. And what we're going to do, we want to get all our scents and aromas on our shirt.
Right.
Oh, then we're going to
switch.
What
if you have a really active day?
The more the merrier.
Oh, my gosh.
The more the merrier.
For 6 weeks.
The more you married her. You married her.
The more you married her.
Yeah. And let's exchange shirts amongst the group
for
of us.
6 weeks. We'll just rotate shirts until we have everybody's set on every shirt.
I have a better idea.
When we're all in a great sleeping
I have a better idea. We give all the shirts to Steve, and he tries to sleep with each of them. And then he reports back the following week.
Problem is, I sleep in the raw.
Yeah.
Wow.
Roll
but that doesn't mean you can't cuddle up to a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it on your pillow.
You can't roll up a t-shirt and stuff it between your cheeks.
I don't want that one. I don't want that one.
Those aren't pillows.
Geez. Oh, you know what I forgot to do? And we're late in the show, but it made no difference. I forgot to say, if you give us a call, you can always participate. We're a caller-driven show. Give us a call at 813-699-3900.
See, now somebody's liable to call and flush their toilet.
813-699.
I'm surprised nobody has called yet.
Yeah, especially because we have common
listeners. And we've been
listeners.
Talking, especially with the conversation we've been having.
All right, so you guys are on board or off board about if we all wear our shirts for 2 days and then switches amongst each other and see how we sleep.
No. Listen,
I don't want anybody.
I smell rancid after the gym.
Yeah,
I was going to say I don't want anybody smelling my shirt after 2 days. And
it might.
And I don't like to have to change my shirt just because it's 2 days I've got.
Hold on a second.
Can we just spray each other's stuff on it and then?
Whoa! Oh yeah.
But I'm saying, Steve, impromptu question. I'm going to ask Chanel.
Oh,
no.
Chanel.
Yeah.
Think. Is that bizarre?
Do you think
did
that.
The first time.
Listen to this.
You don't want to know what he said.
Do you think you can sleep better with your pillowcase of the smell of your significant other?
I sleep better like that. Way better like that.
Wait, if you have that scent,
that smell.
So if I gave you a Spike on the Mic jersey with my musk and scent all over it, and you put it on your pillowcase, you think you can sleep well?
I'll sleep perfectly.
Do you like the smell of O'Doul's?
That was last
He's
week.
He's still sweating
that's,
it out.
That's last week. So you agree with this study. They studied 155 people that said, yes, I sleep better when I sleep with the smell of my other person.
I do.
Yeah.
You agree with that?
I agree.
Were they from Utah? Yeah. One family?
Yeah.
Say what?
Was well, that then, one family from Utah?
Yeah, that just okay. the
well,
one
all right,
family. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, listen, we have to say that was an. That was. Is that all that gone? All right. Yeah. That.
Yeah.
That,
and you're cut off.
That was. That
actually,
was a.
In my younger days, my significant other used to sleep with my jeans jacket.
Right.
Yeah. Just to get through the night.
And see, it works with comfort. There you go. All right, well, I'm happy with the study, and I think it works. All right, so let's go ahead and do topic-changing music.
Oh.
Now it's time for another topic. An award-deserving Spike on the Mic show. And here we are with another topic right now.
All right. I like to call this topic here, Ship Ahoy, I Got to Go.
Ship Ahoy, gosh. I Got to Go.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
You don't like?
Ship Ahoy, I'm not going to go.
Ship Ahoy. I'm not going to go.
Yeah, I don't think we get no free pickles.
What are you trying to say?
He's down to 14. All right, so here's a study, and I want you guys to give me your opinion on this.
Ship Ahoy, I'm not going to go. I'm
not going to go. You guys heard about the coronavirus?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's making news, and it's pretty well everywhere.
I got the sweats.
Yeah.
Well, put it on a t-shirt.
But I heard it's good.
Put it on a t-shirt.
I heard it's good with a lime.
That's Lyme disease you're thinking of.
No training wheels for this.
No, Lyme with your Corona. Yeah.
No, Lyme disease is good with a Corona.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. He just stole my joke. I just said that.
No, you didn't.
Not really.
Not out loud.
Yeah.
Isn't theft?
He did mention Lyme disease,
What's the topic?
Okay, there is this American couple.
It's like you two are one pea in a pod.
Has this got to do with the cruise ships?
Yes.
Yeah.
Coronavirus.
Yes. Okay, so there's this American couple that is on Japan, on a cruise ship in Japan.
Oh, then it's a Corolla virus.
I see what you did there.
Thank you.
The ship is on, the ship is quarantined.
Right.
Which means nobody can leave. But now it's been X amount of days.
Right.
And the American government went over there and said, hey, we want all Americans back.
Right.
So all you Americans, get yourselves off here. We're going to take y'all plane. We're going to fly y'all back to America.
No.
No? You're not going to go? You're going to stay there?
But that means you have to go 14 days once you are back in America.
Yes.
But what was the quarantine for?
Huh?
Quarantine.
You're missing the point. So they said, everybody get off the boat.
Okay.
This American couple says, I am not leaving.
Right.
Because we got free food and everything is taken care of us, and we're doing good.
Is that what they said? Or they said because they've already spent so many days there, they don't have to go through another quarantine?
The American couple is refusing to evacuate the coronavirus-stricken ship off the dock in Japan because they say they feel safer on board.
Sure, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
The new age.
You're on a cruise ship.
They're in their room. You know. People are not leaving their rooms and this stuff. It's not like you can walk around the whole boat. You're staying quarantined on the boat.
No.
Yeah. Well, your room is like, it's a floating prison.
Oh, but you get room service.
That's a cruise ship in general.
Probably. Well, they got to feed you, yeah.
Yeah.
They have to feed you.
Well, the couple says they're disappointed that the U.S. government is trying to throw a monkey wrench in the wrenches of wrenches. They say they're trying to break up the quarantine, saying that. Saying that if they put us on a plane, we may fly back with some sick people.
English motherfuckers. Yeah.
Now, question to you.
Actually, they wound up flying back with sick people.
The story just happened yesterday. You already back?
Yeah, no. They got on the plane today, and 14 people who tested positive were on the plane with all the people that were fine.
No, that's not okay.
I'm ready for the coronavirus.
I would have drowned them.
Yeah.
So, my question, if you were on this boat, would you be the people who says, I'm not leaving?
I'd kill myself.
I'm ready for the coronavirus.
I think I'm ready to get back to America, where I think that the chances of doing it as opposed to a communist state.
Yeah.
The chances of actually, if you get it, of being healed from it, as opposed to China, where the percentage is pretty significant about people who are dying. I mean, you have... What was it? Like 9,000 cases and already 1,700 deaths were the United States?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The numbers are jumping like crazy.
No. Mm-hmm. Not deaths.
Voice of reason.
Just telling you.
What would you do?
I know you're just telling me.
I guess I'd come home. If that's what they're advising, I'd probably take their advice.
Breaking news.
I'm not a doctor.
Breaking news.
Jim.
Chinese health support report says 80% of virus cases have been mild.
8%?
80% have been mild. Yeah, but that's a Chinese report, though. So.
Right. Yeah. All right. Tiffany, what would you do?
Outstanding.
I'd kill myself.
Wait, hold on.
Really?
When?
On the boat.
Wow.
Once they find out there's corona on
really?
It?
Yeah.
What if they were serving lobster for the next meal?
I wouldn't even eat it.
You like lobster?
I think cruise ships in general are red lobster. Death sentence.
China says mainland death toll reaches 1,868.
Oh.
Wow.
But the other ones were mild, though.
Yeah, really.
Wait, Tiffany, you know, before you kill yourself, could we kind of hook up?
I'll leave you my T-shirt.
That you've been sweating in for at least 24
hours,
right?
I don't know if I want right? T-shirt. That might be infected.
Oh, my coronavirus-infested T-shirt. You guys can each have a night with it.
Well, I want to go fourth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th. Yeah, fifth.
Gas
man, what would you do?
You want everyone else's smell on it too.
Yeah.
You want the orgy shirt.
He just wants
shirt.
To be sure to have Steve on there.
Yeah. Gas man, would you get off the boat or would you fight it?
I'd get off the ship and take my chances in the States.
Yep.
PWs?
I'm with the gas man.
Okay, I'm with the people on the boat.
I said the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. Voice of Reason agree with that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? So you agree with the voice of reason?
Apparently.
Hit with them ta-da music sounds, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I win?
Yes, you win.
Hey, Spike has made the coronavirus story here because there's been a spike in numbers.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay, so listen. We want to call fake fish. And you guys know what the term fake fish is?
Not real fish.
Yeah.
Not real
fish. A fish made out of rubber?
No.
Red lobster.
No. It's when someone on the panel says a statement that we don't think is true. And so I'm going to look at the person who said a statement I don't think is true.
Oh.
You think you would actually kill yourself because Rusty says you wouldn't kill yourself. You just clean up doing hair on the boat. You make a lot of money. I guess you said you clean up.
If we are like locked in our own room.
You're quarantined.
If I'm quarantined.
Quarantined.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to interact with anybody.
Oh, so everybody's stuck in the room? I thought you're stuck on the boat.
No, you're stuck in
their
room.
Own rooms.
What am I going to do?
You probably kill yourself.
Exactly.
No, wait. You got a cell phone.
You're my hero.
Not have you ever
you
bought
can look
a
at
Wi-Fi
videos.
Package on a cruise ship?
You can
it
look
doesn't
at
work.
No, well, no,
even
they'd
the
have,
most expensive one.
They'd be forced to give you good Wi-Fi.
Not
yeah, really.
No, they wouldn't.
You can Skype somebody in the cabin next to you and tell them how to fix their hair.
First of all, my one...
No,
I've been on two cruises in my life.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
One was a Disney cruise, which is immaculate, and I would recommend that
like
to everybody.
Like I know what that
means. All right.
And the second one, never again. There was people coming in my room.
Party.
What? Yeah, I was passed out.
Party some more.
In Mexico. Yeah, no. The food was terrible. That's probably how they got the coronavirus.
Hold on, babe. You're blaming Mexico for your pass out, Tiffany?
No, just for the diarrhea.
The tequila.
Yeah.
Yeah, you blaming Mexico? I think it wasn't Mexico. It might have been you. How in the cuss word is that Mexico's fault? They had it?
Yeah, they had it right next to the boat.
So I'm guessing Disney Cruise didn't have the pole.
No pole.
No, no pole. And they weren't next to Mexico.
Yeah. How about this? Let's make a decision.
Yes.
It wasn't the cruise's fault.
I'm not touching anybody's hair if I'm on that boat.
Really? Oh.
Not even mine. I'd shave my head first, probably.
You say that
before
now.
You kill yourself.
Out of boredom.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Well, I don't know. I just think that the couple on the boat, they're just trying to extend their vacation time. But
they're gonna die.
Ooh!
Wow! Just kill them.
They're gonna die.
Oh man!
No, they could.
It's a Titanic of 2020.
Damn.
That and she like
never let go, Jack. Never let go.
Don't let go.
Never let go. All right, so I'm thinking.
All right.
First of all, when I first read the story, I thought the couple was being a jackass for not just saying, because America, USA, USA came there and said, hey, give me my Americans back.
Yeah, right.
We can clean them up ourselves.
Right.
Because you'd be stuck in there with Chinese.
Right.
Or Japanese,
but a real American,
wherever they are.
What a real American realizes that they're being cheated out of extra stuff.
Mm.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
By being taken out of there, they're being cheated out of extra stuff that they could get
from them. It's true. Americans are so spoiled that they think they're getting cheated out of something.
Yeah.
When actually their lives are being saved.
Exactly.
Right.
This is terrible.
This is awful.
I'm going to miss out on the brunch.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at the big picture?
Yeah. I'm staying for the cheddar biscuits.
That would be Spike.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Spike lost it.
That would totally be Spike.
Shout out to Red Lobster.
Yeah, really. Shout out to Red Lobster, the place where all the tall people go for prom.
Yeah.
All right.
And Cheddar Bay Biscuits, baby.
No. How many?
How many what?
What is that?
Will you help a brother out?
Yeah.
Right.
I heard a lady on TV saying that they were wasting a month of her life.
What do you mean, on the boat?
Yeah, she said because she'd been quarantined for 2 weeks and they're going to quarantine her for another 2 weeks, that they were wasting a month of her life.
Yes. At least it was her life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking,
her actual life.
People have some people have to do jury duty. Some people get drafted.
I know,
some
yeah.
people,
they,
you know,
yeah, they get some people stuff
died,
that goes on, right?
Died for this country. She could sacrifice a month.
Some people have to for sleep with a Spike in the Mic T-shirt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
man, they keep screwing up.
It's a sacrifice, but it's not huge.
Yeah, that's okay, because number 9 is way down there at 14. Come on, yeah, get up 4 spots. Maybe he moved up on there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got 1 lap to go on the Daytona 500.
Yeah, but they'll keep increasing that by 2 every time they have a yellow flag.
But right. He's 14th. Oh, okay. This is the last lap.
Yeah, you
so all he's got to do is pass 4 cars.
Correct.
Quick. And wasn't that smart? That was
he's
sharp.
So smart.
He's so
Mr.
smart.
President, you're so smart.
Yeah. All right, so get off the boat.
You can do that.
Everybody get off
There's
the boat.
Let's
crash the boat.
Just
What's next?
Let's just burn it. All right.
So he went from 16th to 14th.
No.
No, it was. That was, that was,
okay,
was prior to
right.
it as a replay.
This worked. Let's go ahead and do Topic Change of Music.
Okay.
Tiff, hit me up.
What? Next?
What?
It's next. What you've been waiting for. The next topic.
Excellent.
Bye.
I'm smiling.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, really, yeah. Really,
gosh,
yeah.
What would I do without her?
Yeah.
All right. This topic here, Ed, why do all my things keep moving?
I don't know. Oh. Tell us about your things.
Oh, this
your
topic here.
Your pet peeves.
I like.
Pet peeves. Thanks.
There you go. Let's go ahead and do that because I almost forgot
He's
about it.
He's been waiting.
Yeah.
Looks like I drew the short straw. Here's another topic on the Mike Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here. I had a problem about this. I was driving to the show, and then I thought about pet peeves.
Oh,
and
I was
wondering, am I the only one to have a pet?
Oh, no, no.
Pet peeves?
So I was going to pet peeves. So I was going to ask the staff and the cast on the show, what is one of your pet peeves? And so let's start out with Gas Man, since you complained and still have a problem with it. Gas Man, what is one of your pet peeves? No nine.
I'm so laid back, and I'm not really important. I try not to have a pet peeve that makes me think I'm more important than anybody else. But what is a pet peeve? If we plan to do something, and I front the money, don't back out at the last fucking minute.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You front the money?
Yeah.
I plan to go to concerts and go on cruises, and I front the money, and then people, I can't afford to go. I'm like, why didn't you tell me that?
What part of fronting the money is why they got to afford?
Yeah,
they wanted to go, but they couldn't afford to go. I was going to front the money.
They couldn't afford the ticket.
They were going to pay me back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
The concert tickets, then I can't go. What do you mean you can't go, you jackass?
Yeah, really.
That's a pet peeve. Don't say you can go if you can't afford to go.
There you go. PWs?
Well, I would like to take this opportunity to apologize. I really couldn't go.
It's too late. You've already been called a jackass.
Oh, yeah. Well, my pet peeve is people calling me a jackass just because I can't go.
All right. Voice of reason?
Okay. This is a driving pet peeve.
Hey, hold a second. Can I pause you? I want to bring you in.
Got to go to the bathroom first?
I want to bring you in last. Bill Smuts, what's one of your pet peeves?
You're going to have to go next.
My pet peeve is when grown men whine and complain about another dude pouring them a beer just because it's nice.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, can I change mine?
Yeah, really. Beautiful Tiffany, what's one of your pet peeves of yours?
I don't know if this is technically considered a pet peeve or peas, as you would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pet peas.
But when you're on a date or just out with your...
They say urine.
When you're urinating.
Urine on your date. What date is that?
Yeah.
The first date?
Yes, and then you get my T-shirt. No, but if you're even... Say you've even been in a relationship, right, and you're out together.
Right.
I cannot stand it if somebody says, do you want to split the tab?
What?
Are you joking?
Whoa,
my
are you shitting me? Does that happen?
Oh, it happens.
Hold on a second.
Oh, my garage.
All right, I am not stepping on your pet peeve.
Shut the front door.
Yeah.
But you and another woman out on a date.
Another woman?
Whatever it is, woman, man.
Yeah, your significant other.
Yeah,
that's what you prefer.
Woman, man,
what if you ask the person out for a date? Or is this,
I would pay.
Okay, so then
for the whole thing.
That's fine. It's
Either
a matter
way.
If someone asks you out. And they go, and then they ask to split the bill. That's a problem. As opposed,
yeah, just in general. Right. Like, I wouldn't. Okay, so I'm just the type of person, I like to take turns in paying in general,
sure.
Right? I think it's fair, whether you're out with your friends or whatever. But in a relationship, do not ever say, do you want to split the tab? I just think that's cheap.
Yeah. Well,
so
yeah.
Instead say, would you like to pay for this?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be better, yeah.
Did you want to pay this whole thing?
Are you paying all of this?
Boy, this is a big tab. I really appreciate this.
See, we make progress on the Spike on the Mike show.
When I was growing up in New York, the rule was if you invited,
you're
paying.
Yeah.
If I ask you out, then I'll pay. That's how it goes.
But if you are, quote unquote, an item or a couple and y'all doing it together,
no one
invited her, invited you, right?
Really?
Mm-mm.
Then
no.
Why did she go?
It's like, hey,
you
Tiffany,
just both agreed to go out.
Did you
Tiffany,
force me to go?
No, Tiffany, you and I are working on something, right?
Case,
we're working
yeah.
on something. Say, hey, Tiffany, let's go to Red Lobster.
Let's all go right. out
of
to eat.
Of course.
You just invited her.
Yep, when you said
okay.
your idea.
Hey, Tiffany, let's go out to eat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go?
You just invited
Where her. Would you like to go with me?
You invited. That's what
oh,
you pay.
Oh, burn.
No, where would
burn.
You like,
yeah,
where would you like to take me?
Bring your
Mr.
ass
President.
A Red Lobster.
Where would you like to take me?
Oh, no. I'll take you to the Hoots.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's good.
So if I say, hey,
beer's on you tonight.
It.
So we are. Let's say an item. We pick up each other. We know each other's.
Yeah.
What we done? I say, hey, babe, we going out to eat tonight. Let's go to Lobster.
You just invited.
She invited her. You
pay. Yeah. You pick the place and yeah. ask her out.
Yep.
So it's wrong for me to say, hey, can you hook up? Give me
definitely. Yep.
Yeah. That's yes. rude.
Yeah.
It's okay. better okay. to say I'm hungry. Where would you like yeah. to take me?
Okay. So
what if you ask Spike out? And then uh-huh. at the end, he asked, hey, you want to split it? Because
I would roll my eyeballs as I could. It would look like a slot machine.
But then you should actually, but by definition, you should be paying for it.
I right? would pay. I just don't want to hear.
You'd rather pay the whole thing than split
yes,
it.
Yes, because okay, and then fair. The next time, he's
then
paying.
Then, yeah.
Oh,
fair.
There you go.
That makes sense. And yeah, why,
I just don't,
why go through
I
all
just
that
think
trouble?
It's like, ugh.
So if we're out on a date, how can I get you to pay for it?
You pay for the previous one.
Yeah.
Oh, so I pay and then you owe me one?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
That's how yeah. I think.
Okay, so we'll do a McDonald's first.
Oh.
And then we're Red
no,
Lobster.
Guess what?
We're Red Lobster second.
Yeah, Red Lobster. You'll be paying for that one and McDonald's. Then I got McDonald's on the next one.
I don't think that's right. I think that at any time, if y'all are coupled, it's okay to ask you to pay or to help pay.
No.
No, don't split it. Either one's got it this time and the next one's got it the next
time. All right,
time.
All right.
Yeah.
Another question.
Here's the thing.
I don't keep dollar
tabs. If you
tabs.
Can't afford dinner for two, then don't ask anybody.
Okay, so.
Boom.
Exactly.
Word.
Yeah.
He is not the voice of reason.
I got
so.
This one. I got this
all right,
one.
Go ahead.
Oh, I got it. That's how I.
So how can I get you to take us out and pay? What do I have to say? Because I'm going to say, hey, let's go to Red Lobster.
We're not yeah. going to Red Lobster.
I know what you had to say, Spike, is go, I forgot my wallet.
Oh, yeah. He'd just leave. I got to go to the bathroom. I bet you he does that every single time. He just goes to the bathroom and sits in there.
That's right.
Spike, if you let her pay, she's going to expect something.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, there we go. Is that why you don't like to? Well, if you split it, who has to? You don't have to do her expect nothing, right?
Nobody expects anything.
I don't expect anything ever except for somebody not to ask me to split the bill.
Mm. All right, well.
On the other hand, if somebody invites me out to dinner and I don't think I could afford it, I'm probably going to turn them down just in case. You know, if I don't have the money to take care of the whole bill.
Yeah, then don't go.
I'm not going to go.
Especially if you can't tip. That's a whole nother.
Yeah, yeah. Even if they invited me, and that means they're probably going to pay. Well, what if they don't? I'm not going to be there without enough money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you out, you're going to have enough money to cover in case that person bounce on
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
Chipping's yeah. not mandatory. That's only if you have some extra money
no,
left
chipping
over.
Is absolutely
chipping
mandatory.
Chipping is mandatory. What are you talking about?
No.
Yeah. Right. How else are yes. you going to
totally.
Fall?
No, if you have extra money left over.
No.
Oh, the leader no. just got turned upside down before the finish line. Ryan
damn,
Newman.
He is upside down. In. Now it's a nine.
No, that's Ryan Newman, the oh, six. Okay. Nine finished 17th or whatever.
Oh, this shit is over? I mean, the thing is
oh
over?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. He got flipped upside down in that last turn.
But he won.
No, no, no. He oh. No, he finished like ninth, and his oh. car's on fire.
It blew, it's going to be a fire. Where is number nine? Nine,
well,
is,
look at
nine
gas,
is great.
Look at all the gas nine, pouring out.
Damn, that. Look at number nine. Yeah,
can
he's
get
he's
out
grayed out.
His blows? They got to get yeah. that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the
we're
flip.
We're watching a guy get blown
the flip
up.
Okay, so
I can't believe that I didn't blow
right.
up right
listen,
now.
Listen, oh, I want to yeah. do this out. Before time runs out. We have to go to the Voice of Reason's pet peeve.
Oh, finally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, really.
Let him speak.
Yeah, really.
Oh,
okay, okay, okay. You know when you're driving and you pull up to a red light?
And you pick your nose?
Yes, we no. do. We do it all the time.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
what traffic
and,
is.
And you want to make a right turn, but it's a four laner,
right?
And you're in the far left.
He can't
you're
get
in
out
the far
of the
right. You're in the far right, and you want to make a right turn, and the guy that's in the left pulls up into the crosswalk, so you can't see. That's my pet peeve. Is why would you pull into? You're not going anywhere when you're in the left lane. Until that light changes. You're not going anywhere. So just sit behind the crosswalk. You don't need to pull into it. You don't need to see anything until that light changes. And let the guy who wants to make a right turn make his right turn. That's
okay.
all.
Okay, that was
right
deep.
Turn on red? No, that's so many people commonly just pull their car up into the crosswalk and stop.
So that's a
okay. What does that got to do with...
That's
right
that's,
turn on red.
That's his burning pit.
Well, what it is you're there's two lanes.
Yeah.
One's in the left lane, you're in the right lane, you're both going the same direction.
Right.
Okay, you want to make a right turn. He pulls in the crosswalk where you can't see oncoming the traffic.
Oh,
see
I see.
Through him.
I see.
And
he's so blocking your view.
Blocking your view, and he's not going anywhere.
You got to ease up around him and peek.
Yeah, right. Edge your bumper out into traffic and then make your right turn. No. There's no reason to pull into the crosswalk. Not for the person that's in the not in the right lane.
Wow.
Oh,
right turn
okay.
lane.
Right.
Is that why you carry a gun?
That's what we've been waiting on.
That's my
that
pet peeve. No, that's
that
my
was,
pet peeve.
That
and
was
I,
the
I'd
pet
like
peeve.
People
to, I had balloons
I'd
and
like,
sound effects for that.
I'd like all of you millions of people out there to get through your thick heads that you don't need to park in the crosswalk.
Okay. Duly noted.
Even crosswalks don't extend into the street, though. So I don't,
Julie, noted. All right, well, my pet peeve is, and I'm stealing this from someone else because I saw it, and we're on the same page.
Plage?
We're on
plage.
The same page?
Plage.
Am I speaking wrong?
Yes.
Yeah, plage.
Yeah.
Plage would be completely wrong.
Actually, I'd like to change my pet peeve.
What plage is that?
Do I dare ask?
Yeah.
No.
Go ahead.
All right, my pet, not ask what you want, what your pet peeve change is. I'm gonna leave that alone because it might right. It might cause me to have
cause
a pledge.
It might cause me to kill somebody.
Oh, oh. Gosh.
Okay, my pet peeve is why can't guys when they go to the bathroom?
Yeah. Oh gosh.
Hit the water.
Hit the water.
Hit the water.
Like with their pee?
Yes.
Right. Right.
You mean pee in the toilet.
Instead of the seat or instead of the floor.
You
get
the seat in the floor and everything. Yeah. That is just, I don't know how females feel
about
it.
What about waterless urinals?
Yeah.
What am I hitting?
Oh,
brilliant.
Yeah, that is a,
I'm like,
well, that is a problem.
Oh, God.
I mean, are you sitting down every time?
Wait a minute.
But my point is
what is it hitting the water if you're sitting down to pee?
Damn. You got problems, buddy.
I'm dying.
But you go to the bathroom and there's tinkle everywhere.
Wait a minute.
I understand
all
that.
On the ceiling.
But you don't realize, Spike,
on
is
the table. Not on the table.
The
all
seat,
this,
on the rim.
On the seat
what you don't
everywhere.
Realize is some men have prehensile penises. And they have no control over
okay,
what.
Okay, I want to go out. What?
That's like an elephant's trunk. It moves on its own.
Yeah. It's involuntary.
Like a bar hose?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tiffany, Tiff, you know what the hell you talking about?
It's prehensile, like an elephant's trunk. It,
is that the same people who, them two girls and guy went in the woods?
Hansel and Gretel?
Hansel and Gretel, yeah.
It's like, you know, those toys that you hook up to the hose that. And they just go crazy every
It's prehensile.
Prehensile and Gretel.
Prehensile and Gretel.
I can't. I'm literally crying.
Wait.
I don't have no idea what that means.
Wait, all that means is it moves on its own, and all they can do is just sit and...
The God does, okay.
All they can do is just stand there and watch.
That's a magic trick.
God doesn't have hands?
No
He can't
hands.
Grab with his hands?
No. Well, he could try and fight it, but it's useless.
Yeah. It's useless to resist. Yeah.
Somebody check his hard drive.
What the hell are you doing? You go to the bathroom. You get naked.
Oh, I don't have one. But I don't have one. But
you don't have a bathroom?
I'm assuming that some people do because there's always like stuff all over.
I'm a little concerned that Tiffany says she waves it around. You said that.
What?
I wave it around.
When you said that.
No, I said like that toy when you hook it up to a hose and it just waves.
Oh, and it
waves
around.
Oh, yeah. Floppy
well, that's
whoppy.
Kind of what he's talking about.
I don't
about.
Wave
yeah.
it around.
There's a floppy whoppy. Yeah, see, I don't think you guys
I have peed standing up before, though.
Sure.
You hit
which
the water?
Which is tricky. Which
yeah,
is tricky.
I was I was on the back of a boat.
If it's windy, you can have trouble.
But how do you feel about tinkle everywhere?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
It is.
We used to work in a bar. We had a sign in a men's journal. Our aim is to keep this bathroom clean. Your aim would help.
Is to hit the water, yeah.
That's a good thing.
Because the thing is, I go in the bathroom and there's water tinkle everywhere.
Sure.
Is it my job to get some paper towels and clean that up? And if
you're going
to
sit there, you better.
Yeah. No, you don't. I guess not. Yeah.
But if I don't clean it up, right. Then the next guy is going to go in there and think that I sprayed everywhere.
Well, yeah, there's that too. Yeah.
So,
and there's also the problem of having, once it started, you have to back up a little further with each person that goes because it's wet, so you can't stand in the wet. So you
right.
The back splash up. Zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the next person has to stand that much farther back.
It sounds like there should be ponchos in the men's restroom.
Yeah, really. Oh. Especially when Steve got that Hansel and Gretel thing going
What's
on.
What's worse is when you're at a party at someone's house and you go into the bathroom and you're getting ready to just take a leak. Except that in the toilet, there's a giant turd. And you try to flush it, and it won't go. It just stays there.
It's a floater?
And that turd instantly becomes yours.
Exactly. Now you can't leave.
It's a forever
you can't turd. Leave the bathroom.
But that's not a
because
pit.
Everybody's going to go in there and
yeah,
go,
you can. You say,
oh, man.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Yeah, really.
Yeah right. Yeah. They're going to believe you. Yeah, no, you own that.
You own that. You'll be plunging. You'll be breaking it up with a fork.
No. You will.
Why are you in the bathroom with a fork?
You better in case there's a big turd in there.
Every time I go to a restroom bringing me a fork.
You better.
No, but you might have a cocktail fork with you. It's a party.
Sure.
The dishwasher ain't going to take care of that. What are you going to do with the fork?
All right, so
it's a little plastic cocktail fork. It's one of those ones that you eat hors d'oeuvres with.
Wow.
A shrimp fork?
A what?
A shrimp
fork.
Yeah, like a little oyster fork.
Yeah.
All
right, well, listen.
Right. People don't throw those. They're pretty much home with
this almost
this
over.
This has been amazing that we discovered that the Showcasters has pet peeves.
Yeah.
And we know what we're going to do about them.
And wacky willies.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, people think ahead. Don't stop in the
crowd. So as usual, we have to go around the room and ask, what stuck with you tonight? Voice reason, what stuck with you tonight?
Don't stop in the crosswalk.
Believing? Oh,
no, he can't talk.
Really. Voice of reason, Bill Smiles, what stuck with you tonight?
Unfortunately, it's toilet seat pubes. But a real quick question or a real quick statement here because I want to make sure everyone's correct. How many different individuals have been president in this country?
45.
No, that's not correct.
Well, you got two termers, though.
No.
Are you talking, pre-Washington?
Answer the damn question. 44.
Because Garfield was president twice, not consecutive terms.
Oh.
All right.
But there were presidents before Washington.
Gas Man, what stuck with you tonight?
Well,
there were.
What stuck with me is I'm glad to be back once again, and nobody cares about presidency.
gay. PW, what's up with you tonight?
Pretty much, I'm imagining Tiffany.
You want to smell
just waving it around.
Tiff, what's up with you tonight? Sorry.
The fact that it doesn't touch the water when you sit the pee.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Real quick, I had to correct. It wasn't Garfield. It was Cleveland. River Cleveland. Never mind.
Rusted, thanks for listening. Thanks for playing. Spike on the mic. You know what's up with me? You mother truckers, happy I failed.
Oh.
I don't understand you people.
I'm not. I don't think you failed.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Spike on the Mic.
You just didn't do what you set out to do.
This is Spike on the Mic Show. We out. Love everybody. Be good to yourself and be good to me. I'm out.